Hello there, you're welcome once again. My name is Feremi and this is Love Work Relationship Talk. I have someone special to me in the studio today, and she's staring, trying to pierce my eyes with her beautiful eyes. And she's there sipping a cup of, is that coffee or water? Oh, lemon drink. Can I have some, please? They can't see me. Alright, I have my wife here today. Please, do you mind saying hello to the house?
Hello. Stay.
Alright, I'll be right back. So, you're welcome once again to Love Work Relationship Talk. And without further ado, I would like to hand over to my beautiful wife to tell us more about what we're talking about today.
Yeah. Hello. So today we are talking about understanding.
Yep.
You know, it's needless to actually emphasize the power and importance of understanding in a relationship.
Yeah.
You know, it might sound common, like, okay, we've been hearing understanding, but a relationship is only as good as the extent of understanding. You know, as the understanding, the people in it build, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, what is understanding in a relationship?
Well, you know, a funny definition just came to my mind. I remember a mentor saying that trying to make understanding as simple so that we can all understand it. He said to understand what understanding means, it is like there's something that is standing, and for you to actually get the total meaning of that thing, you go under it to see why and how it is standing. All right, so understanding is to know what's the total picture of a thing,
mm-hmm.
and what is responsible for why and mm-hmm. how yeah. that thing is the way it is. So in a simple definition, I would say that understanding is a process of seeing things the way another person sees it, not by assumption, not by silence. I mean, in conversation now, not necessarily, the person does not necessarily have the correct picture, but to understand someone means to understand that person's perspective. You can see things the way that person sees it, not by your assumption. For instance, if my wife asks me if I understand her, and I say I understand her, of course I understand her. The moment I put of course, that means it's dependent on my opinion,
yeah,
and not dependent on our opinion. True. So for both parties to agree there is understanding between them, that means the two of them believes that each person understands.
Yeah, I get you.
All right.
Yeah. So, and then understanding actually means agreement, you mm-hmm. know. Seeking the perspective of another person and then communicating based on that perspective,
mm-hmm.
you know. And then it's when you understand your spouse, coming into agreement is quite easy.
Yeah. All
right.
Yeah, and you know, there's something that my wife and I had to start doing, especially during our counseling, when they told us. I remember the King Jeremy then. He asked that, what does honor mean to you? He asked me and he asked my wife. And it's funny that although we've known ourselves for like 4 years now, but honor means like different things to us based on our background. All right, so it's possible to assume you understand someone until an issue comes up and you now find out that you actually have different perspective about that thing. So understanding. Yeah, so one of the things that I believe that couples should do is to ask themselves questions on like topics like, okay, so babe, what does fashion mean to you?
Yeah,
what does beauty mean to you? What does respect, what does love mean to you?
What does excellence mean to
you? So in answering those questions, what happens is they are sharing understanding with one another.
True.
So another definition of understanding is the process of seeing things exactly the way another person sees it. Not, okay, I've said that before. It also means seeking the perspective of another person and communicating based on that perspective. All right.
Yeah, I think I mentioned that before. Okay. To understand a person, to understand your spouse, basically, you need to ask some basic questions. And one way to promote understanding your relationship is to learn to ask the right questions during conversations. You know, this type of questions is not the ones that people ask to fuel arguments or to see things. But
what
it's
are
actually,
you trying to tell me?
You know, it's actually to see things better. You know, and then, you know, some people ask questions and basically they're not necessarily waiting for a response.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people say, "How are you?" And
mm-hmm.
you just say, "I'm fine." That's
mm-hmm.
all. You
mm-hmm.
know, they're not basically waiting to understand what you mean by "you're fine" or "you're not fine."
It's a busy world. Nobody has time to for your responses and all
yeah.
that.
Yeah, but the truth is, despite all this, everybody wants to be understood, including babies.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
everyone wants to be understood.
Okay, and I kind of think that or believe that it's understanding requires patience.
Yeah, it does a lot.
Because if you're impatient, you can't really get understanding.
Yeah, you jump into conclusion
mm-hmm.
too fast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you assume.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
and Mike Mudok once said that the person that asks questions determines the quality and the direction of the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So you're meant to use your questions to enrich your understanding of your partner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm, that's deep. All right, so can you ask me a question? All right, so don't ask me. Let me ask our audience a question.
Okay.
I would like to ask you a question. For those that are in relationship, either
married
dating, or coupled,
yeah.
or couples rather, have you asked your partner a question, any question recently? I don't mean questions like, "Hey, babe, where is my belt?" Or for the ladies, where's my wig?
Where's my lipstick?
Yeah, I mean, how often do you ask questions that are geared towards promoting your understanding of your partner?
Yeah.
Like asking your partner, like, "Babe, I want to understand what you're trying to say. Is this what you really mean?"
Mm,
you understand?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So in summary, there are several questioning techniques, you know, that can help build understanding. Like, you know, there are several questioning techniques, but I think one basically speaks more of understanding. Questioning techniques like closed questions, open questions, probing questions.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel for understanding, to be able to understand your partner better,
mm-hmm.
the probing questions actually works
mm-hmm.
more, you know, because when you apply this particular technique, you seek to understand and seek for
clarification. Okay.
Yes, you know, things like, "Okay, my husband should tell me something. I can clarify by saying, are you trying to say this? Is this what you mean?"
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And sometimes you can even rephrase, try to summarize what your partner says and say, "Okay, so is this what you're trying to say?"
Mm.
You know, that means you're seeking clarification.
Mm. And you know, the reason why that is actually important is, you know, everyone likes asking questions. But the truth is, usually when I'm saying something, people are already thinking about their own contribution to the matter, not necessarily what you're saying.
And they sometimes don't pay attention at the end of the day. You know, they don't pay attention to the end of the question.
Yes. It reminds me of something that happened recently. It also happens to me, where someone was talking, and at the end of the day, the person asked the question, but because of the excitement to answer that question, the answer that the person actually got for the question was not actually the question that he asked.
Yeah.
You understand? So it happens a lot of times. So we actually need to be patient and be sure we are actually listening. We are listening.
Yeah.
Someone said that people don't usually hear what is being said. All right. They hear what their mind tells them.
Mm.
All right. So to be sure at all times that, and you know, ever since I started studying on this, babe, you realize that I tend to listen more to you.
Of course I do.
And sometimes I just try to disengage myself from probably my line of thinking just to understand exactly what you mean. And I've been learning a lot. I've been learning so much even from that, you know. I didn't know you have so much so much. So you tend to appreciate people more, and you tend to see what they have to contribute to you more. You know, listeners are, they are powerful people. I respect listeners so much. In a meeting, the people that listen the most are most likely, I mean, intelligent listening now, not because they don't have anything to say, but people that listen the most, when they offer their contribution, they have edge over everybody, because now they can put everybody's thought into the right perspective. And the same thing should also apply in relationships.
So so we have a little exercise, isn't it? Is it an exercise?
Activity,
you can call it activity. So when you intentionally put understanding first in your conversation and relationship, this is what you say to your partner, and you can actually practice this.
Yeah,
you can say things like, I want us to agree on this matter, but I want us to build understanding first of all.
So when you say that, it means that, okay, let's say you had a disagreement on which road you're supposed to take to school.
To Walmart
for example. You know, and she wants to take maybe the train, and you want to take maybe a ride or the bus. All right, so to build understanding means to understand why she feels that way. All right, and of course, because it's a mutual thing now, you, the other partner too, should, of course, after you have understood, be willing to also understand.
So it should be both ways.
Yes. And there are times when, even after you both understand yourself, you just have to agree to disagree.
Yes. Of course, sometimes you have to compromise, you know, saying that, okay, well, I think this person has more points. Even if he doesn't, sometimes you have to compromise.
Yes. Yeah. And another question you can ask is by saying something like, darling, I'm ready to see things from your perspective, even at the heat of the moment. You know, that could feel so good.
It could be very soothing sometimes, even when you're raging and you know the emotions are high, and then someone just says, "Well, darling, I'm just ready to see things from your perspective. Can calm everything down, know." And then you can say, "Well, I know I have a personal reservation. I have my personal reservations and thoughts about this issue, but I'm ready to lay them aside so as to understand you first."
All right. And this doesn't mean to compromise for the wrong things.
Yeah.
It just means that to give value to what your partner is thinking about.
Yeah.
All right. And you are giving yourself the benefits of being corrected.
Yeah.
You know, there are some people that believe they can be wrong and they don't care who else thinks yes or not. All right. So I believe this is meant for relationships, but it extends to almost every facet
of life. All right, at work, in the workspace, you know, in the academic setting, it extends even between friends too.
All right, so I believe this is where we're going to draw the curtain for this particular session.
Yeah.
Do you have anything you want to add?
Oh, well, nothing in particular. You know, at the end you mentioned that there are some people who believe they can't be wrong.
Yeah.
Well, I believe after saying all this, it's necessary for both partners to be, humble, or to be open-hearted, to receive anything. Mm-hmm. Don't just believe, well, I can't be wrong. Mm-hmm. Even if what you're saying is not necessarily wrong, you know, the other person might have a better perspective. And if you're open-hearted to see things from a perspective, you will know that, well, this other person has more points, or is making more sense.
So what if someone asked that, you know, there's a saying that it takes two to tango. Right. You know, this should best be applied or applicable when both partners are willing to understand themselves. So you know, while one is submitting today to understand the other person, then tomorrow you're sure that this other guy is going to submit.
Yeah.
You know, but what happens when there's only one person that is exposed to this kind of information and the other person is not really like willing to give in? Do you still advise that this other person still...
Well, to ensure peace,
mm-hmm.
I advise that this other person should, of course, go through this
mm-hmm.
and maybe compromise,
mm-hmm.
even if you have to compromise at almost every time.
Mm-hmm.
But while you're doing that,
mm-hmm.
you know, you are getting to, even while you're doing that, you're getting to understand your spouse the more,
mm-hmm.
and you're getting to know ways in which
mm.
you can address that particular issue. Will I say weakness or issue, you
yeah.
know
yeah.
you're understanding ways in which you can address that particular issue.
Mm.
So this actually helps both ways,
mm.
you know,
mm.
apart from the fact that maybe you're satisfying the other person's
mm.
ego,
mm.
even you yourself,
mm.
you are enriching yourself with
mm.
enough understanding
mm.
of that person such that
mm.
you can break that
mm.
that weakness.
And there's something also, just to add to what my wife just said, there's also something I believe, you know, there's a part where she said everybody wants to be understood, including baby.
Yeah.
The reason why some people are actually putting up that strong strong face to
mm.
disagree and
mm.
all that is because they feel
mm.
they are not being understood.
Mm.
You understand?
Mm.
So when they see a pattern
mm.
of desire to be understood,
mm.
it naturally provokes them
to calm down.
It might not be a one-time thing or a two-time thing, but then...
But you know, there's actually a need for you to actually call the person's attention to the fact that, see,
yes.
I'm trying to understand
yes.
you.
Yes, yes.
Make the person conscious of the fact that I'm here to understand
yeah.
you. Don't worry. You don't have to put up the defense or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm always here to understand
yeah.
you.
Yeah. All right. So I think we can end there. But
yeah.
in case you have further questions, this is Mr. and Mrs. V. All
yeah.
right. You can ask us questions on our questions. We have a website dedicated just for answering questions.
Yes.
It is ask.loveumbrella.com.
The love umbrella is spelled, it's the umbrella ends with a H.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
All right, and you can reach out to us on LoveWorks, where we share insights about relationships, families, and
business.
So
yeah.
you can reach out to us on loveworkconsult@gmail.com, and we hope to hear from you. But before we meet the next time, please don't forget to keep walking in love.
In love,
yes,
yeah.
And keep growing day by day. All right, thank you.
See you in the next podcast.